Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. Today is Tuesday, October 13th, and we are doing a special show tonight in the evening, different from our normal time, because we wanted to talk about cleansing. JR, my co-host, and I are doing a cleanse this week, and we wanted to share with you guys and see what you guys are out there doing. But first, let me say hello to JR. How are you doing, JR?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well myself. Thank you very much. I picked a 3-day cleanse, so I kind of got it easy in some regard. So I'm off my cleanse tomorrow. I'll have to taper it off, but yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. So.
Well, that's good. I actually picked the week to do mine, and actually, you know, it's been an interesting start on mine.
Mine was, too. But before we get into that, I want to just take a moment and let you guys know that next Tuesday at our regular time, 11 a.m. Eastern, we are having Dr. Kim Ballas on the show, and she's going to be talking about how emotions show up physically in our DNA and just how we manifest those. So that will be a really great show. We hope that you all will join us on. And I just wanted to mention for those of you who have been on the show and heard us talking about Amy Herring, who was on our show a couple weeks ago, she is an astrologer. I just had a natal chart reading from her. Absolutely incredible. It was today, as a matter of fact, and I haven't had a chance to re-listen to it, but really happy that I had that done. Really explained a lot of things that go on in my life. I've had other astrology readings done and just wasn't pleased with them, had definitely been picking the wrong people for me. So Amy's wonderful, and I highly suggest that you guys give her a shot.
Yeah, it was an awesome show that we had with her, and it's definitely, and just so that everyone knows, it's in our archives, and along with all the other, you know, great shows and wonderful meditations that Lynn has shared with us through one of her special gifts.
Thank you. Thank you. So, JR, why don't you tell us a little bit about the cleanse that you're on? And we want to invite everybody to that's on here either to type in on the chat room or to, you know, call in on the phone. I can see we have callers already. I'm anxious to get to them. But we wanted this to be a show about the type of cleanses that people do and their experiences on them. So why don't we start with you, JR?
Well, I actually started out doing one cleanse and actually am shifting over to another cleanse because my body just, you know, didn't react well. I had started off with just doing a liquid fast and cleanse, and I hadn't done the specific form of juice before, and and even the taste wasn't there for me. So I've switched into adding in. It's actually a detox book that's out by Sarah Rose, and she gets into actually using detox superfoods. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually doing a combination of the lemonade, the Master Cleanse lemonade, and doing juices, and then kind of adding in a little bit. I'm not using as much foods as she would recommend, but I'm using the organic vegetables as far as artichoke, asparagus, watercress, stuff like that is what I'm using.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm feeling much better. My body has calmed down.
Mm-hmm.
At first it was just really scary. I mean, everything was just going straight through my system. It's as if my body was just saying, this isn't it.
Right.
So, yeah.
But, you know, that's interesting, and you and I had actually talked. That was the same experience I had with the cleanse that I chose. I chose a 3-day juice cleanse that starts off with, for my body, a significant amount of prune juice. And I personally could not do it. I thought Sunday that I was killing myself, and I quickly switched into what I knew, and you know, I went back to, you know, what I know to do for my body when it's stressed out, and that was to do like fresh, organic, homegrown, or, you know, locally grown vegetables that are in season, and really had to go ahead and put those in my diet. So I've just been doing fruits and vegetables for 3 days, and just doing that has really made a huge difference. And for myself, I kind of wondered what was going on. I'm like, gosh, am I really just that toxic, or but it didn't feel that way to me. And I was fortunate enough yesterday to have an opportunity to talk with Dr. Ballas, who's going to be on the show next week, and we talked about why my body reacted that way, and just I had picked the wrong cleanse. I was actually cleansing the wrong part of my body. I was trying to cleanse. I picked a cleanse that would do my liver and my colon, and I'm really not in the place where I need to do that. I'm looking at more of a structural, cellular type of cleanse. So that was good for me to know, because I have to say I am a fan of the Master Cleanse. I like it. I almost wish I had been able to find some really good, decent lemons in my area, and I thought I'd be taking the easy road out doing 3 days instead of 10, but I have to say I'm a Master Cleanse fan so far.
Hey, same here. I mean, as soon as I drank this concoction I put together the other day, and I tell you, it was more than blood red.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm Master Cleanse, pretty much, all the way. It's just I wasn't able to do that this time. Mm-hmm. I think it has a lot to do with, the time of season, too. There are a lot of books out on that now. Eating per the season with our bodies and being more in harmony with, not just our environment, but our foods.
Right. Well, and I think that's one thing that people really need to know. It was definitely a learning lesson for me. I thought that I was picking a cleanse that would be easy to do, that would be okay, and I have no doubt that it's a great cleanse. I've heard a lot of good things about it. It just was not the cleanse for me at this time, and my body certainly said, you need to be switching this up real quick or we're going to be miserable for 3 days and probably longer. So, listen to your body, people, whoever's out there listening. It's so important. Your body will really tell you what you need, and that's the difference between learning what your body's telling you need and what your habits or emotional self is telling you that you need. So, and nobody else can really truly tell you what's going on in your body or what your body needs. You've got to really listen to it. Even a doctor, they give wonderful advice, but it's always good to have a rapport with a doctor so that you can let the doctor know how you're feeling. And they can give you feedback based on that. Nobody else knows how your body feels but you. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And, and speaking of doctors and stuff, if anyone is out there doing cleanses and stuff and you're on medications and stuff, don't be, pulling yourself off of them without letting your doctor know.
Right. I think that we're getting so many more of the medical profession that are on board with doing things in alternative ways. And it's just good if you're on medication to check in and, get the support of your doctor, too, so that, it's part of your health care, and you need to treat your doctor as a consultant and somebody that you can talk with, because that's what they're there for. They go to medical school so they can offer their professional opinion, and they want to help you. They want to know what you're doing, and they better serve you when they know the whole picture rather than just part of the picture. So we have a caller. Why don't we take this person and see. Let me open up the line. Okay, so the last four numbers are 3903.
Yeah, that would be me, I guess. This is Gary.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm good. JR, hey, how's it going?
Hey, Gary. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Wonderful.
So, Gary, you've done a cleanse?
I have. JR, I'm not sure exactly when I finished. JR and I started at the same time. About 2 months ago, was it?
Yeah, but you actually, did you go like a whole month or something?
Yeah, I did. I just didn't remember exactly when I started on it. So, I did. It was one of those calling type things. I kind of knew I was going to do the Master Cleanse.
Uh-huh.
It was nice to, I just wanted to point out, it was really nice to have a cleanse partner. With JR and I going through it at the same time, it added a nice little touch because I could call him, and I did almost every day. To say, hey, I had questions all along. And even when I went past the 10 days point for the Master Cleanse, I kept calling him here and there. But, yes, I ended up going a total of 30 days because it was so easy for me and because I was seeing such powerful results. I was almost, it was so powerful for me that I was almost afraid to go back to regular, you know, quote, regular food or solid food. But the 30 days, in that 30 days, I ended up losing pounds. That was hugely significant. That wasn't the main reason why I even wanted to do it in the first place, but it was pretty nice seeing that it melt away.
How many pounds? Because it kind of, I didn't catch that.
40. I lost 40 pounds.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I was, you know, I was way overweight, and I carry my weight well, I'm told, but I was up to 260, and right now I'm below 220. And I've maintained that for over a month now. I use the Master Cleanse as like one of those type of things where I say, you know what, I'm not happy with the way I'm eating. I know I need to change the way I look at food and what I'm eating. It wasn't that I was eating a lot. It's just that I was eating processed foods. I was not eating very many organics. I was not eating as many vegetables as I knew I could. So now I am. And actually, I feel good enough that I'm exercising now, which I haven't done in a while. I'm walking almost every day. So
Great. It
was a very positive experience for me.
Right. Now, we, when JR and I did the Master Cleanse, we had another friend who did it with us. And she's very active. And she actually had, she was cold a lot. Did you have any experience from that?
Yeah, I did too. I would, yes. I got cold certain times too.
Mm. Right.
So,
and of course, what they recommend on there is that you drink more lemonade.
Yeah.
That was the answer to everything.
Drink more lemonade. It was really funny. I mean, I found the Master Cleanse very, very easy to do. The length of time was just amazing. And I've talked to other people that said, 10 days, that's so long, or I couldn't make it to 10 days. You know, my body, after about day 7, I really felt complete with the cleanse, but never felt that it was difficult to do. I mean, it just was easy. Coming off of it was probably harder for me because my body doesn't do orange juice well, I had to switch that up real quick. But, that was great. But 40 pounds, I mean, that's, especially when you were looking to lose some weight, that's amazing.
And that wasn't even the main reason, like I said, I did it. Maybe I should share some of the other things that happened as a result of going through this. I had a chronic ear issue. I didn't know what it was going on. My left ear, every morning I woke up, I could not hear out of it. It was swollen. It wasn't necessarily painful, but it would be swollen. After less than 7 days on the cleanse, that was totally cleared up. Both ears. Matter of fact, I can hear better out of both ears now.
Wow.
I had some skin tags here and there. They fell off. Had some rashes, went away. You know, that's in addition to the weight loss. And there's other things, too. But that was so, like I say, I was pretty pleased with the results. And as far as difficulty with it, I will highly, highly, highly recommend to people before they do any cleanse like the Master Cleanse to get the book that's written by Tom Woolisham. It's called The Complete Master Cleanse, because that made such a huge difference in my understanding of the cleanse and how to do it properly. And I had done some incorrect things the first 9 days of it, because I didn't know about the book, or hadn't gotten it. You know, I was following some online guidance, and day 4, I hit the wall. I had done that morning. I had done the salt purge.
Mm-hmm.
I had done it incorrectly, and to say the least, it didn't purge me, and my body held on to all the water weight and the salt and stuff, and I was miserable that day. So day 4 was rough for me, but after that, it literally. Day 7, 8, 9, 10 was a breeze, so much so that's why I said, you know what, 2 to 3 weeks. And I got to week 2, and I was like, you know what, I'm going a month, easy, you know.
Wow, that
yep.
is funny.
I remember that because he was already on the cleanse and the lemonade diet, and he had all these questions. He kept having all these issues. I'm like, get the book.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, you know, Tom, people are going to wind up thinking that we're, you know, salespeople for Tom and to have some kickback, and we truly do not. I just really found him very helpful. And he's got his own perspective. I mean, you know, definitely, you know, he has his own perspective. But the man has done this cleanse for a long time. He's walked a lot of people through it. And his book, will definitely help you out. And, you know, from there, you just have to kind of do, I mean, in terms of doing the cleanse properly, you know, it really does help significantly to do it right. You know, that's a huge thing. So.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, and for anyone who's new and listening, we actually did a show with Tom Woolishin over his book, The Master Cleanse,
mm-hmm.
and it's in the archives, and he left a lot of good information in that show with us.
Yes, he sure did. So, Gary, we've got another caller. I'd like for you, if you can, to hang around just in case, you know, we can bring you back on. Is that possible for you?
Sure, sure.
Okay, great. Let's take this other caller. Okay, I'm opening up the line. My computer's being slow, so I'm sorry. The last four numbers, 6571. Okay. All right, are you
Hello?
Here? Hi.
Hi, Lynn, it's Susie.
Susie, yes. I thought I recognized that number. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. I'm glad you called in because I think that you had a unique situation. Can you tell us about your experience?
My personal experience or the members of the household in particular?
Well, the fact that your household did it was what I was really tickled with.
The whole household?
all of the 17 and above members, my oldest two daughters went on the cleanse with my husband and I. We all did it together as a family. And we all had different things happen for us. So it was really very interesting. So I'm really actually excited to be doing it again.
Right. And you've chosen to do the master cleanse again, but you haven't started yet. Is that correct?
Yes, that's
correct.
I have some things.
Oh, so was it the master cleanse that the whole house did?
Yes, it was, Chair.
Okay, good. Wow. That's awesome. So now, how did everyone interact? I mean, was there some irritability in the beginning, or how did everyone interact?
Well, some of the members that did it aren't quite as used to, how can I say this? Let's just say that a cleanse was a whole new idea for them, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the idea of being on any kind of, like, detoxifying thing or anything like that just was something that I don't even think they've even read too much about, okay?
Yeah.
I think that in spite of that, a lack of, you know, pre-knowledge or any kind of an experience, I really felt like they had a fairly easy time once they got into it. I think the first day, maybe day two, started to be a little bit of a problem, you know, but I think everybody did really well on being able to get into the place where food wasn't an issue, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you tell someone you're doing a cleanse and you're going to drink lemonade for 10 days, the first initial reaction is just jaw-dropping, and I remember reading that myself when I actually got Stanley Burroughs' book before Tom Walsh's book, and just not really, it made sense to me, and it sat with me on a gut level that was very, just had a rightness to it, but it still was one of those, you know, had to think about that for a while. And then when Lynn had Tom on and I was able to hear the show, it actually, he answered a lot of questions, and it made it feel much more accessible, really gave you so much more detail about the cleanse, so much more comfortable with that idea.
Right. Now, can you share any of your personal experience when you went through the cleanse? Or?
I think that every person in the household, including my, I mean, I know me personally, I'll go with me personal. I know that when, at the end of the cleanse, I had some mobility in my joints that had been quite stiff, and I was able to be moving a lot the way I was 5 or 6 years ago. And so I felt like my joints were just so much more limber. And it wasn't I did lose weight, which was a unexpected. I know I'd heard that, but that wasn't my reason for doing the cleanse. I was really trying to clean out toxins and get some toxins out of my body. And I had felt I was experiencing a lot of pain, like in the in my spine and in my ankle joints and in different places in the body. And I have to say that they went away and they really haven't come back. So I've been really pleased with that, and just really am grateful for the extra mobility on that. It just did something that made whatever's working in my body work better.
Mm-hmm.
And other members experienced some significant shifts as well. Some issues that had been lingering for quite some time that were bringing some regularity to their lives. So that was really nice.
Great. I know for me that Master Cleanse turned out to be a lot about emotional clearing. I didn't need to lose weight. I wanted to get clear on some things, and I had some health things that I did want to have cleared up. But I really noticed it start working almost immediately on emotional issues. And that's one of the reasons I really like the cleanse. And just, you know, I had energy on it, and I fortunately was not, I really wasn't cold. Of course, I had the opportunity to be, you know, bundled up, and it was still kind of a colder time of year when I did it. But, you know, I just didn't. If I got chilly, I'd just go drink more lemonade and just up the cayenne in it a little bit. And it was really, really helpful to me. I really liked it. But when Susie did it, and she told me that most of the family was doing it, because she does have some younger girls, but I was just like, whoa, way to go. That's great. Get the family in it. So
yeah, this time some of the other kids have wanted to participate, so we'll see how well they do. They're kind of young to start that. And you had mentioned the emotional things. That also happened for me because, as you know, we had talked about this beforehand, but I had been working on trying to shift some stuff out and get rid of some negativity that I felt. A lot of it started to come up just before the cleanse, and then I found that I had this clarity and was able to work through a lot of things while on the cleanse. It just sort of freed the space up a bit so that I was able to allow some of those things just to move right on through and let go with ease. A whole layer or two have come and been dealt with, so I'm really pleased with that.
Great. Great.
Wow,
yeah.
That's awesome. So then you see the whole family possibly doing it all together again.
Yeah, actually, this time around, I think my 14-year-old said she wanted to work on it, and I know my husband's interested, and my eldest is interested. So, yeah, it's three people, and one of them will be a newbie. We'll see how that goes.
Right.
You know, I don't know whether I'm not going to make her at 14, you know, stick with the cleanse. I think you sort of have an innate sense.
Right.
What's right for you in the moment. You have to respect that. For me, I did the cleanse all the way through, but a couple, and almost everyone did all the way through. I think my husband ended like day 9, and I actually also want to make note that I actually did the cleanse during two major events that took a lot of energy for me, and I didn't feel any, you know, I had no problem taking the components with me and being able to keep myself energized on the using the lemonade and being able to work through that. You know, it had its components of stress, and we were doing a Farm Food Voices for VICFA, and it's a big event. So there was quite a lot of to do with that. So to be able to continue and do that, and actually that was like day 10.
And you had to cook for that, right, Susie?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah, that's one thing that JR and I talked about when we were doing the cleanse that first time. It actually wasn't hard to cook. I mean, I had to cook for my – I didn't have to, but I chose to cook for my family, and JR was cooking for his family. And I think, in all honesty, that's what helped me to stay on the cleanse, you know. And I was definitely looking forward to getting off, and because I was cooking healthier things, I was making sure that everything that they were eating was very healthy. And I was looking forward to being able to enjoying that again. But I personally do think that cooking for other people was helpful to me. That that's just my own personal thing. So how do you feel about that, Susie? Because I know you would have had to have cooked for others too.
You know, I found that I really didn't have any kind of, like, craving for any of the food, and making the food was never a problem for me. And I wasn't – it's funny you mentioned the being mindful of the healthy, you know, the food that you're preparing and wanting to make sure that it was healthy. It sort of kicked that up a little bit because you knew you were doing the cleanse to, like, you know, get rid of some of that stuff. So it just seemed very contrary to be preparing something that wouldn't be very healthy. So I agree with you that it really did seem like it helped you bring a focus to your food that was different, even if you weren't eating it.
Right.
So
I'm just gonna open up Gary's line too in case he has some other comments. But I want everyone out there that's listening, because we do have quite a few guests signing on, and I can see we've got some callers, but they don't have their hand up. That's fine too. We're talking about the Master Cleanse here, but this is about cleansing in general. I just happen to really like the Master Cleanse. JR really likes it. We're trying some other cleanses this go round, and it just, for me, it just didn't work. JR said he had to switch his up a little bit too. So we definitely want to hear from you, especially if you've done something different and it worked. And even if you did the Master Cleanse and it didn't work for you, let us hear what you have to say. I mean, we want everybody to have a well-rounded experience and sharing with others. So Gary, you heard a little bit about what Susie had to say. I wanted to give you the opportunity if you had anything to add to that or any other comments you wanted to make.
Sure, yeah. That was, I will say, at the earlier part of the cleanse, being around folks who were having food, that was a challenge for me. So I tended to avoid that, and I didn't cook for other meals for other folks at that time. But later on, once I was, say, past the 10-day point, it actually became easy. And I went to dinner with folks in restaurants, and they'd say, wow, you've been doing this for how long? And this isn't a problem. I'd say, no, it really wasn't. Because I did carry my lemonade, you know, mixture with me, which made a huge difference, and I could take it whenever I needed to, you know, and I also wanted to make a point about the good food afterwards. I took about 5 days to ease off before I really got onto solid food, and since then, part of the reason I've maintained my weight and actually been losing some is probably because I have been eating much better than I used to. I'm eating a lot of organic food. I'm eating lots of salads, lots of vegetables, and that's made a huge, huge difference for me. Mm-hmm. And the joint thing, I did notice right away, within 3-4 days, I didn't even know I was having joint problems until being on the cleanse made me very aware of the fact that pains that I've been dealing with, not really, you know, noticing it, all of a sudden they were gone. And I will say that even though I've been eating organic, mostly organic, not totally, and very occasionally eating bread, my joints, I can feel that they're not is, you know, feeling the same as they used to when I was on the cleanse. So one of my thoughts has been that I want to do the cleanse again, and I know I'm going to be doing it multiple times. But I'd love to find out what it is about the cleanse that helps my joints so much, and maybe what it is about the diet that I'm eating, having now, that, you know, that is influencing my joints to not feel so great again, you know.
Right. Well, I tell you, if you haven't listened to our archives with Tom Lotion, he definitely talks about that in the archives. So that's a really good thing. And Tom is just someone that I had picked up his book when JR and I had set the date. We actually set the date like a month before with our friend. And I walked into a bookstore and found that book on the shelf. I didn't know anything about the Master Cleanse. I actually had a different friend recommend to me that I do it for a day because I was describing to her some stuff that she thought was liver-related, just some emotional stuff that she thought was liver-related. And she said, you ought to do the Master Cleanse. Just try it for a day because as little as you are, you probably don't need to do it for 10. And I happened to walk into a bookstore on a fluke, and it was on a shelf that wasn't about anything about cleansing or anything about healthy stuff. I was literally walking by a shelf, and it was in the wrong place, and figured it was mine and picked it up. But there are other books out there. I can't speak to how good they are, but he's not the only one that's written about the Master Cleanse. I just know that this man is very thorough, and he doesn't mind you asking him questions. And he you know, definitely puts it in real plain language. But in that archive, he does talk a little bit about why it works and how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, Gary, I know you're an avid, you meditate practically daily. So what about clarity for you? I mean, how were your meditations during that period?
Thank you. That's something else I did forget to point out. I noticed a lighter sense of being on this planet. I felt, I've heard of the term clarity. My mind was clear. My focus was easier. Just a good sense of peace the entire time I was on this. That's, and I did enjoy that the entire time. Another reason why I was kind of hesitant to get off of the cleanse, because I was like, wow, I'm feeling good now. What am I going to feel like once I, you know, get back onto foods again? So the spiritual benefits. Meditation was easier. Daily life was easier, too. Just, you know, going about my regular day. So.
Great. And that's one thing I noticed too when I was on the Master Cleanse. I wish I could talk about the cleanse I'm on now, other than, you know, I had to switch it up a little bit and throw in some vegetables. I just really liked the way the Master Cleanse left me feeling. But I definitely had a lot more clarity, just a lot more. What I found is my personality, the part of me that wants to get in there and, you know, and interact and you know, be in the drama, just wasn't there. I mean, I was really just more spiritually led. I just saw things from different perspectives instantly, not just from one perspective and then later I'd see it from another or have to look. I mean, it was almost as if I was seeing everything, you know, from a circular standpoint, as if I was just circling around it, looking at it from different angles. So that really, really helped
me.
Yeah,
it was after the Master Cleanse, I think, because I had done other cleanses, but for myself it was after the Master Cleanse that I felt more attuned to my body and my, you know, listening to my body and understanding, knowing my body, mm-hmm. and knowing its needs, you know, because it falls into the clarity that you're talking about, Lynn.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Great.
Wow.
Well, Susie and Gary, I want to thank you guys both for coming on here, and I want to invite you to stay on or add anything that you feel you need to add. I mean, love to hear anything else you have to say. And again, I want to remind people that this isn't just about the Master Cleanse. We want to hear about anything, so feel free to let us know if you've done another cleanse. So
is Susie, are you still there?
Oh, yes, Jer, I'm still here.
Well, I was going to ask you, so did you like prepare, did the household prepare prior to going into the cleanse, kind of like, you know, cutting out some of the junk, you know, the other foods and stuff or meats or something prior to? What was your preparation period like?
I think, well, we eat pretty good already here. So, you know, well, not all of us, I take that back. But for the most, you know, my teenagers, for the most part, you know, it's organic and very clean food that comes through the house. But we do like our coffee. So we did work down, especially my husband, not me so much, but he's pretty much a heavy coffee drinker. And so he had to dose down on that a little bit before even the couple days before the cleanse. And then a couple days before the cleanse, we were cutting meat out and we were doing vegetables so that we were, you know, really, really easing our digestive system into the idea that it didn't have to work so hard to digest certain things. So probably by the day just before the cleanse, we were just eating vegetables, no grains, just vegetables. So I think right there that sort of just sort of took a little bit off the edge to begin with, because you got kind of used to not
right.
really having much to work with.
No, that's true. Right. Yeah, I felt, because when you know, when Lynn and I were doing it together and I was really focused on going into the cleanse, you know, I was up to the point of doing health shakes prior to the cleanse. So I know that made it really easy for me. So the reason I asked you that is because I just want anyone listening now to really, if you're just getting ready to start, you know, ease into it.
Right. Yeah, and I actually did like I graduated down, I started lightening the meats and fish that I ate, and by the time I moved into the cleanse, I was just on fruit and vegetables, and I even let those get lighter and lighter, you know, before I actually went on the cleanse, and I really think, too, that that was a huge reason why the cleanse was so much more enjoyable for me, that it wasn't an abrupt switch.
I will say, this is Gary again, I will say I actually did it pretty rough. I didn't do the ease into it. I pretty much jumped into it. The only thing I had modified before I went into it was eating more fruits beforehand. That was it. Mm-hmm. So I pretty much jumped into it, but I definitely eased out of it.
Okay. Now, Gary, are you a coffee drinker? Did you have to wean off of coffee?
I love coffee, but I already weaned myself off coffee about a year ago. I only drink it very occasionally.
Okay.
Because I heard about how it affects alkalinity.
Yeah, I had a hard time with that, getting off of the coffee. And then now I'm at a point where, you know, I'm having a hard, you know, caffeine affects me negatively now, so I'm only drinking like half the caff.
So right. It's
just interesting, yeah. Well, I mean, it's not good for us anyway, so it's just, you know, it's just we're bringing our body back to its healthiest and more normal state. So some of the things that aren't good for us, then, you know, maybe I don't mind being a little more sensitive to now.
Right. And what about, you know, I work from home, so what about, you know, for people who had to leave the house? How did that go? I mean, I got to stay home. If, you know, if something wasn't going right, I didn't necessarily have to go out. I did. I actually even went to the grocery store several times without freaking out or anything like that. But how did that work? Susie, your husband kind of works different hours. How did he do going to work on it?
I would pack him up a little lemonade lunch and keep it separate. Tom recommends that you keep it separate. And he did very well on that, actually. My daughters had a harder time with that. His job's a little bit easier. He gets to drive around, so a lot of times, you know, he has easy access to if he's hungry. But the two girls don't have, the breaks are more regimented, so it's not like you can stop what you're doing and go drink your lemonade. So I think it was harder for them. I know they experienced a little bit more difficulty with working it out, but they worked through it, you know, with plenty of options, and they would pack their lemonade cleanse stuff up and they would bring it with. So it wasn't that difficult for them to finish. I know they probably, before they would leave for work, they would drink a double. I remember that too. That in the beginning, if they knew they had a schedule and they weren't going to have a break right away, they would right off the bat the first drink before they would go to work would be a double. So they make sure they have enough energy to get them through.
Mhm. Yeah, and I almost always found it easier to drink doubles, or you know, I was doing like double or one and a half at a time, and instead of just the one, and I'd go a little bit longer in between. But I was really regimented about trying to do every 2 to 3 hours to make sure I did drink even the minimum quota, because I'd get busy drinking, you know, water during the day and, you know, would forget to drink the lemonade, which wasn't good.
See,
so
I did the same thing. And you find yourself having a dizzy spell. It's like, well, wait a minute, I need some sugar in my body.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So, well, we've got about 20 minutes before the end of the show, so I wanted to do a meditation. So anybody that's going to do the meditation with us, if you could just get yourself in a nice, quiet spot. And just start off by breathing very deeply. I always recommend that you put your feet on the floor. And if you have trouble grounding, that you put your hands, palms down on your legs or on the chair beside you. Just continue to breathe deeply. Let yourself just sink into this space. And see yourself in the room where you are from outside of yourself. And watch as a beautiful, radiant light streams in through your heart chakra, right there in the middle of your chest, and begins to fill your entire body. Filling every cell within your body. And allow it to extend out into your energy field. Watch as it is both within and outside. As it goes beyond your feet, all the way down into the center of the earth, where Mother Earth is pure and radiant, the core of her essence. Now allow yourself to merge back in with that. You're again inside of your body, along with this radiant light that is blended with Mother Earth. And you recognize the light as that of your soul. Above your head, another glowing, radiant light. And you recognize this as a cleansing and healing light that you invite in through your crown chakra at the top of your head. Allow it to gently fill and flow down throughout your body, feeling it come all the way down touching every space. Invited by your soul, and this light flows through you out of your root chakra at the base of your tailbone and out of the bottoms of your feet and out through the palms of your hands. It is a continuous, gentle, loving flow. But instead of going into the earth, this cleansing, radiant light flows into a huge urn or vase that is held by your guardian angel. And And it is not your concern about whether this light or this space can contain or hold all of this. Just allow the light to continue to flow. And feel as it begins to take and flow through your body and out into the vase. Anything that you no longer need. And your soul graciously directs . Notice where in your body may be giving up these things that are no longer necessary to you. Where have they been held? You may find it to be a physical ailment. Mental stress. Emotional discomfort. It may be toxins that are residing in your joints or somewhere in your body. Whatever it is, it gently is freed from its resting place within you and flows out in this radiant light, this healing, cleansing light that is flowing through you from the top of your head out through the palms of your hands, out through your root chakra, the base of your spine, and through the bottoms of your feet. Into the space that is held lovingly by your guardian angel. And as these unnecessary things are leaving you, thank them for whatever lesson, whatever learning, whatever journey they traveled with you. They will be fully taken care of by the universe. And that you, body, mind, and spirit, will be fully taken care of as well. With it, all of the things that are no longer necessary for you. Cleansing and clearing your body in a loving and gentle way. and thank this energy for helping you clear. As you see it flowing all the way out, and it completely leaves your body, taking with it all the toxins and discomfort and trauma and unhealthy habits that you may have had, anything that you needed to send with it. And once again, feel your soul there, filling every cell with its radiance and wonderful energy, connected with Mother Earth at her purest core. And you know that you are truly heaven on earth, embodied right here in your physical being. And as you continue to let yourself breathe deeply, you begin to feel yourself surrounded by an unconditional love. Universal love of the Creator. And breathe this into every cell of your body. As it fills in all of those spaces. That were just cleared. And remembering to continue to breathe very deeply. Bring your awareness back into the room around you. And you may want to wiggle around a little bit. Move around and integrate your new cleansed self. So, JR, are you with me?
I'm here.
Great.
I was just thinking to myself, I love coming out of a meditation. I mean, just being so centered, you know, whole, at peace. I mean, just calm and, you know, complete.
Right.
You know, with no worries, no cares. You know, it's easier to really do what we should do and just laugh at the world
right.
and ourselves, you know?
Right. Yes, I definitely love the meditations, and I specifically really like that music. That was the Eros, I think I'm saying that right, by Bob Macko.
Wow.
Really
wonderful
like,
piece.
Yeah, really like his music. So.
And actually, he's scheduled to come back on our show, right?
Right, because we had a mishap. We had a miscommunication with the time, and he'll be back on in January. I'm really so excited about Bob. He's such a gifted artist in many ways, not just musically, but in many other ways as well. So, yeah, just wanted to remind you guys that next week we have Dr. Kim Ballas here on the 20th, and then on the 27th we have our regular monthly meditation. And then after that, November 3rd, is Lisa Marks talking about past life regression therapy and how it helps you out. So I want to thank very much. Thank you, Gary, and thank you, Susie, for coming on. We hope that this has been informative. I know that Gary's experience was unique and wonderful. Really enjoyed hearing about his experience on the Master Cleanse. And obviously, we must be Master Cleanse people, since just people for the Master Cleanse called in. But that's okay with me, too. And Susie, thank you very much for calling in and sharing your family experience as well. So, JR, anything else?
Absolutely. No, I just want I would thank both of you for coming again, and everyone for listening in, and to remind everyone that our regular meditations and calls are on Tuesdays at 11. This was our first evening show, so hopefully we'll be scheduling some more.
Right. Yes, I think we might be doing that. So, thank you all for joining us tonight on the Honoring Hour. And we would like to also thank Dana and Ariana Agnellini, who let us use their music One Light at a Time as kind of our theme song for this year. And with that said, I'll go ahead and end with that. Thank you very much again, and we'll see you next week on the 20th. Bye.
Many blessings.